Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Matthew, and I'm an alcoholic. Member of Breakfast with Bill, and sober for 14 and a half years now. And Daryl rang me last week needing an emergency fill-in for Step 10, and I thought at first, well, you know, should get somebody who knows something about it. I don't consider myself an expert. I don't consider myself a somebody who's working the steps rigorously, but I do consider myself to be, you know, to be living my life by those principles. I made some notes just before, and I may refer to those and I may not, but I just thought that would be good security so I don't waffle. I like the idea of sharing from the heart, but I also like a bit of guidance too. I think I like my life that way. This is amazing, this thing. The technology change in the last 14 and a half years is incredible. The number of different types of beer that have been created in the last 14 and a half years that I would have been itching to try is amazing. But I don't miss them. There's curiosity, of course. And in fact, I've realised in the last few years that I really enjoy reading about wine. I really enjoy the adjectives they use to describe wine. Peppery and, you know, peach hints and all of this sort of stuff. Hints of Tasman oak. I think, how the hell do they know that? So that's been a surprise, but it's not me wanting to drink. And what was just read then about having got to this stage, having completed the first nine steps, sanity has returned. And when I first came around and started to hear the talk about the steps and the big book, and you know, big book, what are they talking about, the Bible? I heard quite early on that step 10 was kind of like steps 4 to 9, all rolled into one. Having done those things, having got that way of thinking into your life, to keep doing that. And it says, you know, we can't rest on our laurels. We need to keep doing those things over and over again with regards to what comes up in life. We've dealt with the past. I've dealt with the past in steps 4 to 9 to the best of my ability. At the time, it didn't feel like it was the best of my ability. At the time, I felt like I'd done all that I could, and still there was this rotten, stinking stuff inside. That's what it felt like. I didn't feel free as soon as I'd done step 5. I didn't feel like I'd cleared away everything. But I have done steps 4 to 9, and having done them, I've become current. I've got to the present. I've got to now, as well as I can. Step 10 is where that sort of way of looking at things, that way of looking at myself, becomes sort of more. I can be more quick with it. Steps 4 to 9 showed me that, especially step 4 showed me that I'm constantly and always have been worried about myself. I've always been trying to make myself feel better, always wanting to feel better. Did that with alcohol for a number of years, and it worked beautifully for the first few, and then it stopped working towards the last few. And when I stopped drinking, I was left with still craving to feel better. And steps 4 to 9 allowed me to get current. So they allowed me to see, and I know you've heard this over the weekend, and I won't stick on it too long, but it allowed me to see where I'm responsible, that my thinking gets me to where I am, gets me feeling awful, gets me feeling angry, resentful, and all of those things. That knowing that I play a part in those things is the only freedom I can get. That knowing that it's up to me how I look at the world, how I experience the world. And so, yeah, as I said, I always think about myself and how can I get a better situation out of what's going on. And that hasn't really changed in essence. I still do that. I still think about myself constantly, all the time. That's not necessarily taking personal inventory. But to take personal inventory continually can be an instantaneous thing. Can be, oh, I'm feeling uncomfortable. Have I done anything wrong? Have I forgotten something? Am I feeling guilty about something I've done? I'm pretty sensitive now to those things. I'm pretty sensitive to knowing what I've done wrong, if I've done something wrong. And it says, when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. I'm not always wrong. If I'm feeling bad, I haven't always done something wrong, apart from perhaps beating myself up. That's another thing that I can do wrong and have a great tendency to do. And so that can be sometimes just admitting to myself that I feel bad and I'm going to beat myself up about it. That's sometimes the wrong that I do. So taking personal inventory is thinking about myself, and I try not to think about myself all the time, but being the person I am, I tend to. Taking personal inventory is usually, if I'm feeling uncomfortable, I look for the reason why, I look for what I've done, how I'm thinking. Am I asking too much of those around me? Am I asking too much of the situation I'm in? Am I asking too much of myself? For instance, I'm a teacher, and if something goes wrong in a class, do I blame myself? Do I think of it as a situation that's just the way it is? As I said, I have a tendency to be very hard on myself, and my sponsor has pointed that out to me once or twice over the last few years. So admitting it could be just to myself, and if it's something bigger, it could be to my sponsor, to somebody else, talk about it. A lot of the negativity, the anger and the fear and the resentment that I felt when I was drinking can still be there, and I can go back to being very similar to the person I was 15 years ago today. I can do that. The difference is I'm more likely to see it now. I'm more likely to be able to do something about it now. And that might be just seeing my part in it and doing a sort of a mental fourth step, seeing where I'm wrong. And that, whereas step four took me 18 months, that time period has come down to perhaps just a few minutes, which is the great thing about time. And I think the great thing about doing it properly early on, when you first get into it, is it's good to do that properly, so that later on it's more of a natural way that, you know, I sort of, when Daryl rang me up and asked me to come and share, I thought, I don't practice that, I don't do that, and I'll need to study the book again to have a look and stuff like that. And I think to a great extent it's become second nature to do those things. It's just, it is a psychic change, as they say, to have, to become somebody who takes responsibility for his actions and thoughts. To realise that my feelings aren't always a great indicator of what's really going on. I think it's also important to be willing to do this thing. As with, you know, as with step 9, making direct amends or admitting wrongs, the willingness is the most important thing. If I feel willing, if I am willing to set things right or to make sure things are, to make sure my part of the thing is sorted out, then that's, you know, I'm halfway there. It may not mean going to somebody and apologising for what I did 5 minutes ago. It may be, but it may be discussing it with my sponsor or giving it time to work itself out, because I don't always know. You know, I could run around the place saying sorry to everyone every 10 minutes, and that wouldn't necessarily be a valuable thing. So it's not necessarily promptly going and saying sorry to people, or I did this wrong, I'm sorry, because I still am not a great judge of that, but I'm better than I was. I think that's about all I'll say on it. It's the step I probably looked forward to most of all. I think it sounded pretty glamorous when I first came in, to be able to do, you know, deal with things quickly and things. I still have things that I consider problems today in terms of my emotions, in terms of my expectations. They still, you know, I still am not a person who feels free as a bird. But certainly it's a far cry from where I was when I came in. I was agoraphobic and angry as all hell, and you know, I can deal with those things now. They're not gone, but most of the time I feel fairly comfortable with myself, and I think that's a direct result of having taken on board the steps and through step 10 to be able to work that on a day-to-day basis. It can be very quick. Get over things. Sometimes I'll hang on to things for weeks and think, why did I do that? But you know, I'm in a lot of ways I'm just as comfortable in the old shit as I ever was, and I enjoy being uncomfortable. I enjoy a bit of drama. I enjoy a bit of grief. That seems to be part of me. I don't want to be just a happy-go-lucky all the time. That would be too good. So thank you very much for being here this afternoon. And, yeah, thank you.